When the pandemic hit, many local classical music organizations were forced to offer virtual performances. But those aren't always easy to pull off. 3 years later, members of two local music groups are reflecting on the future of streaming and live performances. They spoke with WBUR's Lauren Williams.
Before the pandemic, a night of dress rehearsal at the Boston Baroque might have looked something like this. The conductor, standing on a perch, would lift his arms with baton in hand. Then he'd begin leading rows of musicians playing classical instruments. There might have been someone taking video for the archive. Matthew Principe, Boston Baroque's streaming director, was hired alongside a team of camera operators during the pandemic. He says they do rehearsals a little differently today.
I actually am constantly talking to them. They have their headphones as well. I also have a score reader right next to me when I'm looking at all six camera angles and trying to set something up. My score reader is telling me this is when the violin's coming in, or we're going to pause right here.
At the end of Boston Baroque's 2020 season, which was cut short, they performed for less than 5,000 people. A tiny amount compared to the over 12,000 people they reached in 2021. That jump is huge, partially because within weeks of the start of the pandemic, they found their way online. Emily Weddle from Boston Baroque says her job changed overnight.
Instead of being a director of marketing that was trying to sell tickets and get people into the concert hall, I shifted into being like an executive producer of like full-length concerts and operas.
Now that the COVID-19 emergency is coming to an end, questions remain about whether or not musical performance companies should continue to embrace the digital world. For Boston Baroque, the answer is clear.
That there was a demand from an audience larger than what we could offer in a physical concert hall was just groundbreaking and absolutely would have never happened without COVID.
Boston Baroque has completely cut ways with the traditional subscription model. Now, if you want to buy a subscription, they offer one package that is entirely virtual. From there, you decide if you'd like to attend any shows in person. 41% of the organization's subscribers this season are only tuning in virtually.
We really, finally, I think, listened to what our audiences were saying and allowed them full flexibility with deciding what kind of relationship they want with Boston Baroque.
But this decision is not without challenges. The threshold for quality in digital performance is high. Here's Matthew Principe again on his job as streaming director.
When you're watching football or baseball or soccer, you're like, just follow the ball and your eyes will adjust whenever they cut to a different angle. But here, you can't follow the intangible emotion of music making.
However, Guerrilla Opera, an artist-run organization, plans to approach their virtual performances a little differently in the future. Founder Eliana De La Guardia has long been a fan of streaming.
I remember that the Philip Glass's Walt Disney Opera was live streaming from Spain. And I watched it and I thought, oh man, this is so great. I can see this opera. Who knows when it'll play in the States?
That was in 2013. She and her team then introduced the concept to the company. During the pandemic, they created Guerrilla Underground, experimental virtual programming. For a small fee, people from all over the world could watch work from underrepresented artists alongside Guerrilla's own operas. But they came up against a challenge: building community online. After many trials, Guerrilla Underground will be presented as a kind of virtual festival that features Guerrilla's performances and official selections from guest artists. It will take place once a year.
Because for me, live streaming isn't just about showing people our work, right? It's about the community experience. It's about what's happening in the chat box.
It's a complicated issue, and De La Guardia has dealt with opposing views on the newly embraced tech firsthand.
Sometimes our audience goes, is this a virtual thing? Because I'm really sick of looking at my computer screen. And then sometimes we get from our audience, oh, I can't make it to this show. Are you live streaming it? And so it's like, what?
De La Gordia says her dream is to host live viewings of performances in large theaters, similar to the Met Opera. But regardless of how organizations move forward, she hopes people will continue to support the arts, classical music and otherwise.
Especially the small ones that work in your community, that create work using the artists that are in your backyard. It really directly affects you and your economy and your cultural economy.
Whether performances stream onto your laptop or into a theater, it's here to stay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lauren Williams.